This is the Thursday afternoon show. I'm Debbie Mayer, and Ellen Thurston is here also. She just went to get the new guest, which is the actress from We're Gonna Die, which is at the Ankrum Opera House this weekend, Friday and Saturday, and next weekend, Friday and Saturday.
How are you?
Hello, here she is. We have our next guest.
This is Debbie Mayer.
Hi, Debbie. Nice to meet
Hi,
you.
Hi, Maria Mayer. Christina.
Mayer. Sorry.
It's okay. And she's here with Paul Ricciardi from the Ankrum Opera House. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. We have a fourth mic. It's so exciting.
I know. We should be all set up here. Well, there's Paul.
Are we close enough?
Yeah, you're great. Maria, Christina,
yes. Speak.
You're wonderful.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Ellen's going to talk to you. I have to try to figure out not how to screw things up here for the top of the hour.
Oh, Debbie.
Okay. Better her
Paul.
Than me. There's no way I could, you know, I'd be in trouble all the time.
Oh, no, you and me both, actually.
It's not my strong point, certainly.
Technophobe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're here with folks from Ankrum, and we hear all good things about what's happening there, and we've been witness to some of them. And now comes what we think promises to be another big smash from what I hear.
Yeah.
Paul, tell us what's coming.
So it's a play called We're Gonna Die, written by a really exciting playwright named Young Jean Lee. And it opens tomorrow at the Ankrum Opera House. And Maria Christina Oliveras is playing the lead part, the singer, actor, performer, in the play, and we're really, really excited. We feel really lucky to have such a shining star with us.
Oh, really generous. So, thank you.
And it runs for we only have four performances of it this weekend and next weekend. It's perfect for the Opera House. It's a 55-minute play. It's stories, music.
And it's a one-person play, is it not? Except for the band.
It is indeed,
you.
But it's a bit, yeah, and I always, you know, any even solo shows, they're ensemble to me. The audience is my scene partner, the band, everybody's got a play in it, you know, so. Yes, it's a solo piece in theory. I do have a lot of words. but in a joyous way, and again, the band is very much a character present. And the audience is going to shift every night depending on, you know, who's out there and what the energy is and all that, so.
And the last time I was there for the holler sessions, we were sitting on these tiered seats, which I'd never seen there before.
Yeah.
And is that the arrangement this time around, too?
It will be, yeah. The seating arrangement is the same. So there are risers with that tier up, three rows up, mm-hmm. and then there are two rows on the floor. But the stage is quite different. Than what you saw last time.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm going to keep it a surprise because I know both of you have tickets.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Hey.
We're
here.
Yeah. So tell us about your esteemed career. He says you are a star.
Oh, that's very kind. I've been very, very grateful and very lucky to have made a career as an actor and a singer and in a wide range of mediums and I work uptown, I work downtown, a lot of new work, which has been great, world premieres, which is always exciting to me, kind of create a role from scratch. I truly blessed in the sense that, you know, I've just finished doing a musical on Broadway, and before that I did, Shakespeare up at Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival, doing a kind of non-traditional take on the Scottish play. I still cannot say his name. but playing the king himself, you know, in a kind of non-traditional way, and among three women, which was great. So not only did I have to learn Dagger and all those delicious speeches, but also other lines. So that was, relative to that, this has been a kind of, it's just 55 minutes of me. Yeah, you know. And Jake Wees and As You Like It, which is iconically male. So I've been very grateful to also have been doing interesting work that I feel pushes the envelope in some way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was the musical on Broadway you said?
It was Amelie, and it was based on the French film.
Yes.
And I had been a part of it for 2 years. And actually, that was really interesting to be in the development, because the role I initially did, they actually then rewrote a different role for me. So I started in one role and then ended up in another by the time we ended up on Broadway, just throughout its development. And we took it to Berkeley Rep. We kind of had an out-of-town tryout there. And then we were in L.A. for a couple months. And then we landed at the Walter Kerr in the spring.
Wow. So where do producers take their works to try them out or to develop them, as you say, these
days?
Sure.
You know, I think it really varies depending on the producer, depending on the audience, depending on what the show is. You know, some shows also come before a tryout, you know, and there are so many different factors that go into that, you know. Who's involved creatively, how bottomless the money is, you know. I think if someone like Scott Rudin wanted to do something, he would do it tomorrow, and he could do it tomorrow, you know. Whereas, you know, other producers who have to kind of, you know, pull together and pool together, it's a different ballgame. So it's just, there's so many factors, and I actually, that side of the business, I was like, I just want to work and play and dress up, and, you know.
Right, right.
But you certainly have to be aware of it as an actor.
In the olden days, they used to go out of town to New Haven.
New Haven, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Schubert, to Philadelphia or someplace nearby but outside of New York.
Right, right.
And I remember they took My Fair Lady to New Haven, and I knew somebody who was at Yale at the time. And he got to go. Nobody wanted to, you know, see it because it sounded like it was going to, they didn't like the sound of it or something. So that must be a thrill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
when it's something that is becomes a big hit like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and that Schubert Theater, I went to school in New Haven, so I got to see some of the shows there. It's now pretty much a touring roadhouse.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah, but it's beautiful. And I love the history that you see with all those just old-time theaters. We're talking about a theater in New Bedford. Someone was from there, the Zeiterion Theater, which was like an old movie house and was converted. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Dan Dwyer when we did that.
Yeah.
Gentlemen. But anyway, yeah. There's something beautiful about, similar to the Ankrum Opera House, the energy in there is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you feel the energy of like, of just, I don't want to say old school, but the history that's so rich.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that.
And now that you've painted it barn red.
Yeah.
No, it looks great.
It does. It does. You know, it's so interesting. The red, we didn't think barn when we painted it. A community member who's a professional painter said, paint this room red. And, we had never thought of red. And that was the red we picked. And now we realize that it's a complete nod to the world outside the windows.
I see.
Well,
it's wonderful.
I call it barn red because it's the color of my house.
It is the color of your house.
And it's called barn red.
Oh, is it? Yeah, that is.
And you live in a barn, basically.
I do.
You do live in a barn.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
A former barn.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In back of the house. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, behind the big mansion, so to speak.
So to speak. Yeah, we're talking right now with Maria Cristina Oliveros, who's the star of We're Gonna Die this weekend and next weekend, Friday and Saturday, and both weekends. At the Ankrum Opera House. And Paul Ricciardi is here also from the Ankrum Opera House. Now, I was talking with a friend, and he said, boy, that's going to draw people.
Yeah.
The title? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, honey, don't be afraid. Yeah. I mean, you know, come on.
You're going to die anyway.
We're all going to die. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but do you have any thoughts on the title of the show?
I'm going to let you take this one, Maria Cristina.
Sure. Well, I love how you said it. You're like, ah, we're all going to die.
Right.
You know, and it is, it's, we were actually exploring the final song yesterday, and it's a celebration, and not in a celebration of like, woohoo, we're going to die. It's just like, you know what? We are all going to die. We're all in this boat. That is one thing that's inevitable. Even taxes you can avoid by death.
Right. That's true.
You know, and so that universal connection, because I, you know, and actually exploring this piece, I have had to kind of understand my relationship with death at this moment in my life.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, and just evaluate and stepping into her shoes, she had a very immediate family member loss, you know, that really struck her and traumatized her. And
the playwright?
The playwright, yeah. And that's where the material, that's one of the benchmark stories of the material.
That's wonderful. What a good thing to do.
Yeah, and just explore what that is and that sense of you know, on those times of trauma, we feel like, oh, this doesn't happen to anybody else, or like, why me?
Mm-hmm.
And actually, it happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. And it sucks. And we have to get through together by knowing that we're going to be okay, and you'll get through it.
Right.
You know, and what is beautiful about the show too, is the simplicity of, like, you know, you think you find something big and revelatory and amazing to find comfort, but actually it's in the ordinary things. It's in a letter from your best friend.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yes.
It's in a song that you remember your mom sang you when you were little, and, you know, feeling completely left out on the playground. You know, it's just very, it reminds you of the beauty of the simple things in life. And that's actually what gets you through. Not like, you know, we always think, oh, in the dream world, when I get this, it's going to be amazing. And it's like, actually, no, you know, and that's, it's something I'm reminded, like, this notion as, and I, it's a terrible paraphrase, for, so forgive me, but, you know, as you get older, you revel in the illusions being taken away, whereas in, and we're, when we're younger, we revel in the illusion and creating the illusion and maintaining that. But as you get older, it's kind of like, no, what's real? What's real? And it tends to be simpler than we imagined, I think.
Well, it's funny about death. People don't even want to use the word die.
I know.
They say he passed on.
Right.
He's gone to meet his maker.
And
all those other things. We just avoid it.
It's kind of one of the, it's like the genius in the play. I mean, we've gotten that question a few times. Like, oh, what's this play about? I don't know. And it's, you know, there's a part of it that's also kind of absurd. And it's really funny.
Yep. Yeah. And ironic.
And it's, you know, just, it's not a sad play at all.
It sounds fascinating.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I mean, if people will have fun.
Yeah. And as a performer, that's something I'm constantly, you know, aware of. There, it deals with a lot of emotions and things that are seemingly sad, but ultimately, I can't stand when I see someone just wallowing in something and not moving forward. You know, that's
so you don't
mood
have,
smells doom.
You don't have to pass out the Kleenex. And, do you?
I don't
at this
know.
Point?
Well, I mean,
maybe.
If
if it depends on who's in the audience and what you're going through,
and like, the filter. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been sitting in. I'm the production manager for the show, so I'm sitting in rehearsals once in a while. But whenever I do come into rehearsal, I feel joy. I feel great joy. yeah, that's what I feel. I don't feel sad at all. I do actually. I've cried a couple times, but it's tears of joy. I don't want to. There's a, well, I don't want to ruin it for anyone in your listening audience, but there are some joyous things that happen that are so just simple and incredible to watch and listen to that that I cry, but it's because I'm happy.
Yeah. And the band is great. They're local.
Good.
They're cats from up here. Yeah.
Monty Weber and Claire Cuny live right here in Hudson. They have a band called Reliant Tom. And then Patrick Robinson was the drummer in the last show we did, and he's down in Red Hook. So we've got a really, I mean, the four of them, Maria Cristina with the band. it's great.
And I love that. I mean, it's integrate.
Great.
It's all about community and collaboration. And, you know, there's a reason why I come back to do just theater. You know, that's my lifeblood. The film and television is great. I'm not going to, you know, poo-poo that aspect. But the live, visceral just exchange of energy and breathing in a room together, like the potential also for communication and change among us, even in that one moment, even if it's fleeting, is just the highest I think that is possible. So it's always really exciting.
Yes.
That's why we do it at the Ankrum Opera House.
Exactly.
How did you find this play, Paul?
Jeff found it. So Jeff is the managing director of the National Asian American Theater Festival. And so he knows, knew Young Jean, her work through there. And then he used to be a resident artist at Here Arts Center. So just sort of from the theater world in New York City, he was aware of her work. But this play that Maria Cristina is doing has sort of kind of taken off, and a lot of regional theater, not a lot, but some regional theaters are picking it up. And American Repertory Theater in Cambridge last year did a production.
Did they?
That that was well received. And then it kind of reminded us of, like, oh, wow, Young Jean Lee. And so that's how it came to us, for sure.
And how long is the play? An hour?
We don't know. We're teching through
55 minutes. 55 minutes, maybe.
And are you on stage every second of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's a really simple play. I mean, it's hard work,
but
it's story, song, story, song, story, song, story, song, story, song.
Great. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And there are volunteer dancers?
Yes. We're not going to tell you. Oh, nothing goes by Debbie Mayer. Nothing goes by Debbie. Yes, there are volunteer dancers in this show, but you're going to have to buy a ticket, listening audience, to come find out why.
Yes.
But there are, and we've got five volunteers.
Oh, good.
Who are dancing.
Oh, I can't wait to see them.
Yep. Yeah, da, 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 da.
And you'll have to hum along at some point, perhaps. We'll recruit you.
Yeah. Great. Well, anything else you want to tell us about this?
Always a pleasure to be on the show with you two, Debbie and Alan.
Thank and it was delightful for me to meet you.
Yes. Akron Opera House loves you, and we love WGXC.
Good.
Which is where we are, WGXC Akron 90.7 on your radio dial.
Or?
Streaming 24/7 on WGXC.org.
.org.
Yes.
O-R-G.
Yep. That's what it is.
How do people get tickets at
this
point?
AnchramOperaHouse.org is the best way. You go right to our website, and it's very easy to click. Yep. But if you're old school, you can use the phone, 518-329-0114. You can call us and reserve a ticket.
You're calling us old school?
I
love the phone.
I do, too.
Old school. I still have a hard agenda calendar. I always
me too.
Write
me too.
Out. And
You know, yesterday I used my phone book, which they send me through the mail.
Right.
Oh, yes.
I have
various
one also.
Phone companies around. And I used the one that has the biggest print.
You did?
Definitely.
And did you find what you were looking for?
I found the three things I was looking for.
In the phone book.
Yeah, one was a business. I wanted to know the number for the Agway in
That's
Clawbrook.
Important. Yeah.
I can't think what the other one was. One was a cultural center of some sort. The name escapes me.
Because you're a culture hound.
Right.
Yeah,
she's the culture lady. Yeah.
You're
I'm
the
always
culture lady.
Pleasantly surprised by what I find in the phone book. I think I'll just see if they have
These
a landline.
Categories.
And there they are. Yeah. And I can call them.
Yeah, some people. I mean, Tom DiPietro, whose name I shouldn't mention, but I will. I did. Thinks I'm quaint because I still have a landline. Quaint.
Oh gosh.
You know when the towers go or those frequencies go down?
That's right.
You
gonna,
can call.
You're going to be happy that you have
it. Yes, we'll all come over to your red barn.
Gather around.
In back of the house. The big house.
Okay, well, break a leg.
Thank you.
I can say that this time. Mostly if we have musicians or artists, what does one say?
Have a
but
delicious
in theater,
prospect.
They have a tradition.
Yes. That's right.
It can be said.
Indeed. Well, I will take it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks,
Debbie. You're welcome. We've been talking with Maria Cristina Oliveros, star of We're Gonna Die, which is playing at the Akron Opera House this weekend, August 4th and 5th, right? And then next weekend, August 11th and 12th.
And that was the voice, that was just now the voice of Debbie Mayer.
That's
before
me.
Before that, it was Paul Ricciardi.
And Paul was here, too.
Paul Ricciardi is also here.
Yes, he is.
Hey.
One of the founders and producers and muckamucks of the
of
Akron
the Akron Opera House. Yeah, I said that to my Toastmasters group. I said, they're having this event at the Akron Opera House. And I had to say, yes, there is an opera house in Akron. But you're going to put it on the map, the international map.
Amen.
Boom.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I like to say knock 'em dead, but
I like that.
I'll do that too. But appropriate. Yeah. We're
going to
die.
Show,
we're
going to
die.
Boom.
Knock 'em dead.
We will.
Done and done.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you, ladies. Pleasure.